Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck back in action in NYC. Still a little raspy, but okay. And COVID cleared, thank God. So that was good news. Clay Travis out there in Nashville, Tennessee. His voice quite healthy. He's good to go. I'm behind enemy lines in the increasingly authoritarian
looming. I don't know how you're going to do it.
Of New York City. And we're going to break that down for you today. It's everything that we've said, everything that we've talked about for months, it is coming to pass in New York City. I mean, I'm so sick of being right, Clay. I got to be honest. I actually wanted to be wrong this time. I'm not just saying it. New York, the strictest COVID regimen in the country, going beyond anything anywhere else, really outside of like Australia and maybe China, a handful of countries, stricter than anything anywhere in the Western world. We'll break that down for you. Plus, Chris Cuomo got fired from CNN over the weekend. He was on suspension. I thought, as many other, I'm not good at calling Cuomo futures, by the way, here. I got to tell you, I thought that they would bring him back. So did Brian Stelter. He thought he'd come back in January, but no. We'll talk about what's really going on there, because there is a big story. It's not about, someone got fired. There's a bigger story there. Why does it matter that the brothers Cuomo have been brought so very low? And then Kamala Harris, another just great reading over the weekend, believe it or not, the Washington Post, about how she is basically a horrible tyrant who doesn't do her homework and yells at people. What a shock. So we'll get into all of that with you. And I'm so thankful to be at least healthy enough to be back with all of you today and be able to talk to you across the country. So let's get to it. Clay, I woke up this morning to the news. I knew it was probably coming. And if someone went back and looked at the transcript of this show, I think I've even used the term preemptive COVID measures, right? That's what I've said. They're going to try to get ahead of it, right? At least in New York and then Los Angeles, San Francisco, the lib major cities falling like dominoes. But New York, more extreme than anywhere else. Here's de Blasio announcing there will be mandatory boosters for everyone who wants to go to a public place. Mandatory shots for 5 to 11-year-olds who wants to go to a public place indoors. And perhaps most problematic, a private sector vaccine mandate for literally every single business in New York.
We in New York City have decided to use a preemptive strike to really do something bold to stop the further growth of COVID and the dangers it's causing to all of us. So as of today, we're going to announce a first-in-the-nation measure. Our health commissioner will announce a vaccine mandate for private sector employers across the board. All private sector employers in New York City will be covered by this vaccine mandate as of December 27th.
Clay, this is madness.
I don't know how anybody is going to live in New York City if you have any kind of COVID sense of normalcy. This is a big picture question. There are so few occupied hotel rooms right now because so many people like me who might otherwise contemplate taking a vacation to New York City, go see the play, take the kids running around in Central Park. I've made that trip. A lot of people who are listening to us have as well. If that is now going to require me to take my 5-year-old to get the COVID vaccine so we can go to a museum, so I can take him to McDonald's when I'm walking around in Times Square and he wants some chicken McNuggets. This is madness. And it is the exact opposite of how to get your city back up and running. And Buck, I use this as an easy example before they even had the kid mandate. My wife and I are going to get away for a few days right before Christmas. Been on the road all fall, going to get away with her for a few days. We decided New York City or Florida. Florida was the easy call because there's freedom in Florida. And so I can't imagine that all these hedge fund guys and all the private equity, why in the world would you keep your kids in New York City when you could move to Florida, Texas, Tennessee, three states that don't have state income taxes at all, work remotely? What's the benefit of being in New York?
I think people also don't realize that it takes, when I say people, the ones making these decisions, you know, it took de Blasio time to put New York on this trajectory into the side of a mountain, right? It doesn't happen all at once. And, you know, this is the old joke about how you go, I mean, how'd you go bankrupt? Slowly, then suddenly. New York, people keep saying it's back, it's back. And by the way, can we just say, use New York as a stand-in for any major city in a blue state. So our Houston friends, for example, they're in a much better spot. Blue-controlled city, but because the state of Texas is, you know, the home of Houston, they're in better shape. But Los Angeles, San Diego, Denver, I mean, you go down the list, all these different cities that are not in Florida, not in Texas, they're going to be going through different levels of this madness. But in New York and San Francisco's case specifically, it takes a while for people, even when they've made the decision to uproot, change their job or move their job, relocate, do these things. And people that were close to it before, and I'm speaking from some personal feeling here, this time around, maybe like, that's it. I can't do this anymore. I can't live in a place where I'm surrounded by people. Clyde, if you look in the Twitter thread below de Blasio's tweet announcing this, I mean, there are all of these people who are saying, oh, I'm so thankful. I won't go to a restaurant until at least a few weeks after the mandate is in effect, because then I'll be triple shotted and I'll be safe. And I look at the photo, I'm like, this person must be about 30. They're out of their minds.
And I don't look, de Blasio is out of office soon. So one of the first decisions Eric Adams is going to have is, does he reinforce these regulations, or because he appears to be somewhat more sane, is he going to say, you know what, I'm not going to require five-year-olds to have a vax card to go to McDonald's. I don't want to restrict kids' ability to go to a movie or go to the museum with their parents during the holidays. Buck, in theory, how crazy is this? You can't go see Santa Claus if you're a five-year-old in New York City?
Can I just give you some, Clay, it's completely insane. I mean, I actually woke up this morning furious when I read about this.
Yeah, I would imagine
it's destroying my hometown. I mean, imagine if, I know that Nashville is a lib city, but there's enough red there that it can't get so crazy. The problem with New York, and this is what everyone has to understand, okay, yeah, Florida might be, you know, it was close to having a really awful governor in Gillum, but about 50% of the state is red. So there's a limit to, in New York,
there's a check.
You know, yeah, there's some check on it. If they go too crazy in New York City, it's 8-1, Democrat to Republican, maybe 7-1. And so they can be as loony as they want in the city and they get away with it. Same in LA, same in, well, San Diego, I assume, is probably pretty close. My friend Joe Borelli, who's on the city council here, who I know very, very well, great guy. You probably see him on Fox News sometimes. He tweeted out right before we came on air, just give folks a sense of this, for the real implications of this policy. In the Bronx, which is a borough of New York City, folks, that is heavily minority, certainly a solid majority minority, maybe even something like 70 or 80%. Although I don't know that number. I know it's majority. I don't know the number. I'm just guessing. But in the Bronx, with a 15% unemployment rate, 28% of residents will no longer be eligible to work on December 27th. Including 44% of black young adults because of de Blasio's vaccine mandate. So they're just going to fire? They're going to fire everybody? They're going to fire all these young minorities who are showing up, getting a paycheck, doing a job? That's really the plan? But you know what, Clay? Look what they did to people at the hospitals. Look what they've done to people at the airlines. You know, they will fire them, I guess.
This is where people need to get lawsuits filed in a hurry, because you could potentially get an injunction to take you through the first of the year when de Blasio is no longer the mayor. And if Eric Adams were smart, he would go ahead and quietly do away with these rules, citing all of the legal challenges that are in play. And or if you end up with the injunctions, it could take months to get a final result. And hopefully by then you're into the spring and sanity is starting to govern again, because, as we've talked about, there is a seasonality associated with COVID, much like cold and flu. As it gets warmer all over the United States, the number of COVID cases will decline, except in the super hot parts of the country, because that's when everybody goes inside and uses their air conditioning.
And here's why I want people to pay attention to this from the rest of the country, because I can hear our friends listening in Florida, in Texas, in Nebraska, in the Dakotas, you know, in Idaho, wherever, all the red states, all across the country. I can hear them saying, yeah, just get out of the blue states. Here's the problem, folks. The notion of preemptive COVID measures, which has been lingering in the background all along, is a huge step toward forever lockdown, forever COVID mitigation. Because it's not a question of even where the numbers are. It's for a disease that we know, Clay, you just said, it's seasonal, right? It's endemic. Yes. It's out there. It's going to keep spreading. Well, if you have to get ahead of really bad COVID numbers, you have a built-in justification for forcing this every year because, oh my God, if we don't do it, COVID will come back. That's what people have to see in this. That's so, and you don't think the federal government, the Biden administration sees it that way? Trust me, they do.
Well, what needs to happen is there needs to be a revolt in New York City. Even if it's 7-1, that one needs to rise up and start to protest against these regulations. Like Buck, to be fair, we've seen all over Europe. Our media doesn't give a lot of coverage to it, but as they have instituted draconian lockdowns in Austria, in Germany, in England, there have been massive collections of people out in the streets revolting against it. I think what happens is, to your point, we're divided quite a bit by red and blue. And so people like me who live in Tennessee, or if you live in Texas or Florida or any of the red states, you have a degree of protection in terms of what your governor is going to allow, even if your mayor might be a Democrat. Whereas people don't feel the need to speak out here because honestly, the world's not any different really for people who live in Tennessee. The only time I know that there's COVID is when I go to the airport. Otherwise, everything's 100% normal. And so I think that's the question. We need people in blue cities and blue states to finally say enough. And a lot of you also need to say enough about cell phone cost. Rush loved sharing iPhones at holiday time. He knew what a special gift they were. Well, Pure Talk Cellular isn't giving them away, but they're sure lowering the price on them for this audience. You can buy an iPhone 12 starting at just $479 from Pure Talk. And yes, they have the 13s too. When you switch your cell service to Pure Talk from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're saving money every month. That's $50 or $60 or more every single month. You still get nationwide 5G coverage, the same coverage as the big guys. In fact, on the same towers as one of the big guys, but for far less money. Pure Talk, lowering prices on cell service. 30-day risk-free guarantee. My own 13-year-old has it. Unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. Buck, how do you get hooked up?
From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Pure Talk. You'll save an additional 50% off your first month, plus save on a new phone. That's #250, say Pure Talk. Some restrictions apply. Call for details.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. Hope you had fantastic weekends. Glad Buck is back up and ready to roll. And we are ready to roll through this entire week hanging out with you guys and having a fantastic time. As we roll into these challenges that we're facing, I want to let you know Dr. Marty Makary will be with us at 1:30 Eastern, Johns Hopkins doctor, to talk about the latest COVID news, including the Omicron panic, which has been used as justification for all of these new, even more draconian COVID lockdown restrictions and craziness as it pertains to the COVID vaccines. And also, it isn't just there. Dr. Vivek Murthy, who has been one of the, I would say, foremost proponents of this insane fear porn that has continued to be spread by the Biden administration. He is the Surgeon General. Listen to what he says about how you should enjoy your Christmas this year.
If you do as many families did, you get vaccinated and boosted, you use testing judiciously before you gather in well-ventilated spaces and use masks whenever you can in public indoor spaces, your risk can be quite low and your holidays can be quite fulfilling.
I mean, come on.
I mean, Clay, this is insanity. I mean, these people need help. Can we just also remember that they told us, the same voices that are now saying, oh, you know, get ready, do everything that they were saying last year at this time, they're telling you now, except they're telling you, oh, you need another shot. It wasn't enough that you had to get the shot the first time. You need another shot. Those of us who have lived on what our friend Alex Berenson calls team reality for a long time, you and I are on a pretty small team there, Clay, by the way.
Yeah,
they're not,
unfortunately.
There are a lot of people on the right, even in the early days, who were like, oh, I kind of like Fauci. He's kind of cute. Maybe he wears a stethoscope. Like, they were on board. I saw your tweets. You saw mine. I used to have you on my radio show before we teamed up. I like Clay. Very few people saw this for what it was. It was always clear that their logic would transfer to, we do this forever. And then it was also clear that we would have to ask, wait, why did we never do this for the flu in the past when it kills? We're back to the very basic
same origin
arguments here. Because now they're saying, you know, like for someone like me, who they twisted my arm, and people say, oh, Buck, you shouldn't get it. In New York City, you can't go anywhere. So if you live here, they turn you into a prisoner in your home, and you can get a fake card. People do that. But technically, it is illegal, and you definitely don't want to be the right-wing anti-Fauci guy caught with a fake vaccine card.
You'll go to jail for like 20 years.
I mean, you'll have CNN be like, the worst thing since Pearl Harbor, Buck Sexton, Fauci. You know, they'll be like, wait, what? Like, hold on a second. You know, they'll be saying terrible things. So this is where we are.
And what's even wilder, Buck, is we use other countries, and look, I mean, New York City can be an interesting metric of where we might go, Los Angeles, places like that, San Francisco. Israel now is saying that in order to be considered fully vaccinated in the near future, you're going to need to get a fourth shot. Did you see that? Have you seen this story? They are moving on from the third booster to the fourth booster. People say, well, why should I care about what's going on in Israel? Because Israel has been months ahead. When we first had, we'll have Alex Berenson on, by the way, tomorrow. But do you remember, Buck, when we were in New York City studio, middle of the summer, everybody's like, oh, everything's going to get back to normal. People are partying so crazily in New York at the time, young people, that they just turned parks into open air, basically outdoor bars.
I was there. I was with the young people drinking.
Yes. And everybody was like, oh, the vaccine's going to save everything. And then we had the Prince of Darkness, Alex Berenson, in, and he was like, look, the data out of Israel and out of England is very alarming. These vaccines don't work for very long. And almost immediately after he did that big hit with us, Twitter banned him for sharing that data, which has now been 100% proven. So my point on this is, Buck, if Israel now is requiring a fourth shot, then right now America is just getting lined up for the third shot. But in 4 or 5 months, 3 or 4 months, Fauciites are going to be coming out, Fauci himself, and they're going to be saying, hey, those of you who got an early booster need to get a fourth shot now.
If we had a real press corps, which we do not, we have a few real journalists within the press corps. We do not have a real press corps. They would ask every Biden administration official. They would certainly ask, you know, Wilhelm de Blasio. His name is, by the way, Warren Wilhelm. I don't know if folks know that or not.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, he changed it to Bill de Blasio. I used to call him Kaiser Wilhelm. That's a whole other thing. But they would ask him, when does this mandate stop? And the answer that he'll give you is, blah, 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 shut up and do what we tell you, because it goes on forever. Otherwise, why are they doing it? What's the point of it? We'll come back to this. But also, CNN firing Chris Cuomo. I want to lean into that.
Yes.
And Kamala Harris, not so popular, even with people who work for her, got great stories on that one. Look, if we have learned anything in recent years, your immune system is critical. I've learned it myself the hard way. That's why over 20 years ago, naturopathic doctor Dennis Black of Texas invented Texas Superfood, the original superfood. I've met Dr. Black years ago, and I've taken Texas Superfood. And let me tell you, this is fantastic stuff. 55 vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, plus probiotic and digestive enzymes, so you can build your body's defense from the inside out. Texas Superfood boosts your immune system better than anything else on the market. For over 20 years, they've been helping thousands and thousands of people maintain optimum health. Start boosting your immune system for under $2 a day. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Buck or call 855-TEXAS-55.
This is a big surprise for a lot of people. Jim, I didn't expect to be on with you this evening talking about this breaking news. What we didn't know until tonight, Jim, is that an outside law firm also came in, and that the law firm went through the thousands of pages of text messages and sworn testimony that was released back on Monday. So there was clearly something in those documents that was found to be a serious breach of standards and practices. Now, there is one part of the statement, Jim, that we don't know anything about. Just to be completely transparent with the audience, it says there's additional information that also came to light sometime this week. We don't know what that is. I've asked. There's no answers coming on what that could be.
Welcome back to the Clay and Buck Show. Chris Cuomo fired from CNN over the weekend, which we wanted to discuss with you now, because this was a surprise to me, because he's tight with Zucker, and Zucker runs that place with a tiny iron fist. I believe Tucker calls him the Dwarf King of CNN, which is pretty funny. So he's over there at CNN, or I'm sure, I should say Chris Cuomo is no longer over there at CNN, because, well, we don't know exactly why. There were allegations of sexual misconduct, according to the New York Times here as well, that came to light. So some kind of harassment is also now a part of this, which now that's the part of it. If it were just the helping his brother, I think it's likely that they would have put him on the Tubin protocol, which I always then have to explain means you are suspended and then brought back. It does not mean anything else, everybody. I just don't know what else to call it. Like the Tubin maneuver? That sounds even worse. But they brought him back. And Clay, they're saying it's sexual harassment allegations here. We don't know much more about it. But can I just remind everybody, the bros Cuomo were the great COVID pandemic heroes of CNN. After Fauci, they were the next ones on the list.
Andrew Cuomo got a made-up Emmy Award, which I think is going to go in the litany of Hollywood stupidity. Andrew Cuomo getting a made-up Emmy Award for his communication skills during COVID is one of the moments, I think, when people look back and read the history of the COVID era, they're going to be just laughing at the absurdity of it all. But Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo is the highest rated person on CNN. So big picture here, like leaving aside Chris Cuomo, CNN needed Donald Trump more than any television network needed Donald Trump. Remember, there were fears that Fox News would fall off without Trump. No. CNN is the one that has borne the brunt of the Trump administration being no more. And Chris Cuomo was the remaining highest rated of their anchors. And I just don't know, as you look at the fall from Andrew Cuomo and now the fall from Chris Cuomo, I don't know what Chris Cuomo ends up doing. I'm betting he's going to do a podcast or something.
Well, he's got a serious radio show. I believe he's actually technically up against us on the radio, by the way.
Well, I'm sure we're kicking his ass.
I mean, that's for sure.
I didn't even know that he had a radio show until I saw the story that he had commented on his suspension on his radio show. I don't know what CNN does. I mean, first of all, they've got to find a minority woman to replace him. Those are the rules. Maybe Kamala Harris instead of getting the Supreme Court job.
They got rid of Soledad O'Brien. Maybe they bring her back. There's some names out there.
Maybe they'll give Joy Reid $80 billion a year to come host a show at CNN that nobody watches.
You mean they would bring in Joy Reid, give her a national platform, and shower millions of dollars on her so that she can tell the country how racist and awful we are every day? That sounds like right up CNN's alley.
They'll pay her more than MSNBC did to already do the exact same show that nobody watches. I don't know what their solution is. They might bring your buddy Jake Tapper in. But to me, the reason they let him go is because his talent, this is my big theory, it always applies well in sports. His problems exceeded his talents. As long as your talent exceeds your problems in any point in life, if you're the best roofer out there, but you've got an issue with, let's say, insubordination sometime, but you do an incredible job as a roofer, you'll be employed. If you are a wide receiver out there, but every now and then you get popped for smoking weed, but you are impossible to cover on the deep ball, you'll be employed. CNN finally decided, Buck, that Chris Cuomo's problems, and I think you're right, it was the conjunction of covering for his brother and then also doing it in a public way when the New York Attorney General report came out from Letitia James, and then the sexual harassment on top of that. I think he would have been able to survive one or the other. I mean, look at Don Lemon. There are pretty substantive sexual harassment allegations.
He's actually accused of sexual assault, right?
Yes,
I mean, even a level
out against him. That have still allowed him to be employed. I think you can have one or the other, but you can't have both.
You know, there's also a part of me, I got so many feelings about this one because of the story that it really tells the country about CNN, its coverage of the pandemic, and just the way that what used to be the kind of storied original cable news network has turned into a trash heap of leftist garbage. Trump completely psychologically broke them. That's for, and I actually witnessed it, and I left.
You were there to see the beginning of it.
I left CNN before I had a syndicated radio deal. I left CNN. Clay, this is kind of not to make this a big personal story. I basically had no income guaranteed. CNN's like, we're going to pay you to be a, political analyst for us. This would have been for the third year. And I said no. I was like, these people are out of their minds. I would rather have no money. I'd rather go work some job that I used to have a different job. I'd go work a job. Anyway, CNN completely lost its mind as a network. But the Cuomo brothers, you have to at some level feel like, of course they got sloppy. Of course they were arrogant. Look at what they were able to get away with leading up to this. Andrew Cuomo, as governor of New York, not only decided by a completely unnecessary executive order to shove COVID-positive seniors back into nursing homes to infect other seniors who were dying at unprecedented rates across the country.
The single worst decision by any elected official in all of the COVID era.
He did that, and then he covered it up, and then he lied additionally.
And he got paid $5 million for it, and he was a hero.
And he wasn't even held accountable for that. It was because he said, you know, hey there, sweet thing, and grab the lady in the tummy area, or like, you know, but which, by the way, not okay, but it's not sending people to die in nursing homes like an idiot when you're the governor of New York during a crisis. I do think that's worse. That's not what he's being fired. That's not what Chris Cuomo is accused of helping him cover up. It's amazing to think about it. The Me Too component is so much bigger, is so much more problematic for the left than sending people's grandparents into precarious situations to die.
It is unbelievable when you look back on it in retrospect. And I think this will be the way that the story is told, that Cuomo, who got the honorary Emmy for all of his communication skills, made the worst decision, certainly, I think, of an elected official in the 21st century as it pertains to elderly COVID-infected people being sent back into nursing homes, which, by the way, we should mention, Buck, you remember the reason why that happened was because the forecast of all these hospitals being overloaded convinced Andrew Cuomo that they were going to have to turn away so many people who needed help that they needed, he thought, to take advantage of all the beds. Remember, we had the Navy boat that came up. We turned the whole convention center into a hospital. Almost none of those were ever used at all. And in retrospect, he didn't need to be evicting these COVID positive patients and sending them back to nursing homes, but he bought into the worst possible calculations out there, which is how this all occurred.
We were going to need 1 million ventilators. I remember the speeches he was giving about a million ventilators?
And we built them.
I mean, it's insane the stuff that was going on back then. And they gave him a $5 million book deal. They turned these two. I mean, Cuomo was essentially, Chris Cuomo, after sort of, you know, the bros,
yes,
Fredo, was essentially, which people only call him that because he's such a baby about it. It's not even, you know what I mean? Adult gets mad about being called Fredo? My name is Buck. You can imagine what I get called by people. Oh, you know what it rhymes with? Anyway.
Yeah.
But he was the state media arm during a pandemic of his brother's regime at CNN. That wasn't what embarrassed them. What embarrassed them was the sexual harassment situation, right? What embarrassed them wasn't the thing that actually affected millions of people. I mean, it's because CNN has no credibility. And like I said,
it's because Me Too, ultimately, they built it up to such an extent with Kavanaugh that they feel compelled to justify it. Even when, regardless, Democrat, Republican, Independent, the standard should be when somebody accuses you of inappropriate behavior, you get the opportunity to defend yourself. We're still having to deal with the fact that many people in this country don't believe that. They believe if you're named as an accused, if you are named as a guilty party, that you are guilty. Perfect gift for a family for the holidays. Without question, it's a gift only Legacy Box provides. Legacy Box, easiest and safest way to reclaim all the priceless footage you haven't seen in years. I'm talking about hours of home videos, Super 8 films, maybe some slides that everyone would like to see again. The memories, the smiles, the family speeches and toast, the laughter of kids, all there waiting to be unlocked. Have Legacy Box send you one of their specially made boxes. Send it back filled with aging VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, film reels and pictures. Their team professionally digitizes everything by hand at their 110,000 square foot production campus in Chattanooga. I drove past it, Buck, on my way to and from Atlanta for the SEC championship game. Thought about how good these guys are getting you back all their memories now on a computer file, on a thumb drive, on DVDs of your choice. Get hooked up in time for the holidays and make your family make their memories last forever. Buck, how do you get hooked up?
With Christmas just around the corner, there's still time to buy the best Christmas gift ever from Legacy Box. Visit legacybox.com/buck. That's legacybox.com/buck for a special holiday offer. Again, legacybox.com/buck.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Filling out the first hour here. Going to be joined by Dr. Marty Makary in the second hour, 1:30. Johns Hopkins physician will get the absolute latest from his perspective on the COVID madness that is currently sweeping the country. Going to get to a couple of your calls here in a moment. Encourage you to go download and subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single moment. November, biggest month ever. Can you make December the biggest month ever? We'd love for you guys to make that possible. Let's listen, by the way. He's an awful mayor. I think Buck is even being more solidified and one of the worst mayors in the history of the nation.
Where does he go? I've already said he's the worst in the country, Clay. Do we have to go global? Because then I have to look at some pretty messed up countries to see, like, what's the mayor of Pyongyang up to these days?
Well, I think what's so particularly egregious and unlikable about what he's doing right now is he's making the decision to basically terrify and terrorize parents right as he is leaving, trying to implement new draconian COVID restrictions when he's not even going to be mayor come January 1. And he was asked about, hey, it's the holiday season, and now you're suddenly mandating five-year-olds have to have the vaccine to go see Santa or to go to McDonald's or to go to a museum. Listen to what he said. Play cut five.
Right now in the city, it's about 20% have gotten vaccinated in that 5 to 11 range. It's new. The vaccine's relatively new. But what we're trying to say to parents is it's urgent. Before Omicron grows, before Delta continues to stress us even worse in the winter months, get your kid vaccinated. And here's an incentive to do it. A lot of parents, of course, want to take their kids out to wonderful things that'll be happening in the holiday season. Here's a reminder, get your child vaccinated. Just one dose will immediately qualify any child to be able to participate in those activities.
Oh, just one dose?
You don't
dose?
Get Christmas oh. unless you get the vax.
But it's just one dose, Clay. Except it's not just one dose. We all know that, right? We've already been through this. This is like an abusive relationship now with psycho libs where they keep gaslighting us into thinking that they didn't tell us this same thing a few months ago when it was just get the shot and you'll be done. Just kidding. Now it's get the shot again by mandate in New York City. You know, we exist in this. We're like characters in the Matrix where we live in the news matrix all the time. So a lot of folks wouldn't have seen this, but over the weekend, I guess, you know, you could be Neo, I'll be Morpheus. No, you're Morpheus. I'm Neo. I'm going to switch. You're older. So Morpheus was cool, though. But a lot of people over the weekend wouldn't have seen this, but there was a photo that went pretty viral of a mother holding, and she's gleeful in her eyes, big smile, holding her screaming, wincing child as the needle is going into his arm, and it's about sort of, like, look at my COVID shot. And it feels like that's the mentality of people now. Like, what are they doing? They're gonna make their six-year-old. Your six-year-old probably has had COVID and you don't even know it because they clear it so quickly. I mean, I don't know, but that's a real probability, a possibility.
Dr. Makary told us well over half of 5 to 11-year-olds are likely to have already had COVID.
There
we'll ask him about that more recently. But just think about what an awful person you have to be to use as your justification. Your kid will be able to celebrate the holidays normally if you get them vaccinated. But if you don't, they won't be able to. It's crazy. We got a couple of calls.
Yeah,
Buck.
Absolutely.
Who should we
got
to?
People. I mean, look, our WOR NYC
people
W-O-R
are lit
audience
and fired up.
Is what's up?
They're fired up. They are, right now, I mean, like you said, you woke up
the Clay, you're in the freedom bunker. Okay.
Yes.
I've got the communists surrounding me and my WOR fam here in New York, and we're taking incoming, man. The artillery's hitting us every 5 seconds. Mike in Buffalo, New York. What's going on, Mike?
Well, first, I got to say thank you for picking up the mantle for our beloved Rush. You guys are doing a great job, and I appreciate hearing you every day.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I got to say, as a business owner, we're turning business down from clients in New York City. We just don't want to deal with the madness, the regulations that we're being forced, that's being forced upon us.
And what do you do for a business? What's your business?
Well, we basically install bar equipment, anything and everything from taps to, if you want to put a microbrew into your restaurant or into your bar, we'll install it for you.
So you're choosing not to come service these New York bars that maybe otherwise you would be bidding on because of the requirements in order to get your workers in and out of New York City.
It's not worth the hassle, and it's not worth the aggravation for myself or for the people that work for me. And even subcontracting, the nauseous regulations that are thrown upon us, we're not dealing with it. We've turned down a lot of business, and you know what? We're just going to stick local, stick with our core groups up here. We'll be fine.
Mike, thanks so much, man. Thanks for sharing that with us. We know people are making a lot of decisions about this. Sean in Queens, New York. Another New York listener. What's up, Sean?
Clay and Buck, what's up, guys? Great show.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Let me just say this. Preemptive means the act of doing something before something happens. COVID has already happened. Omicron is already here. This guy has no standing for this mandate, so I need all these lawyers in New York to put your lawyer hat on and state the obvious. The vaccine, it's not even a vaccine, it's a damn shot. It does not prevent infection. It does not prevent the spread. That's number one. And number two, I mean, such a perpetual state of rage.
You and me both, Sean. I was furious this morning when I woke up and read this stuff.
I would have been. And look, Buck, I talked to real estate agents. They say that every time one of these regulations comes down, appreciate the call, by the way, and we understand the anger, that the phone, like, they can literally know that news has broken in Chicago, in California, in New York. As soon as one of these new regulations goes in, the phones start ringing off the hooks because it's the breaking point for so many additional people.
And, you know, the issue of whether de Blasio even could enforce it with the private sector mandate is one that we can discuss maybe later on. I think the answer is no to that, and he's gone soon. But what does this mean for other cities, folks? You think this is going to be the only one where they want to get preemptive? I got to tell you, the answer is probably no. But we've got some other issues to talk about as well, including the Biden administration's superstar Vice President Kamala Harris. Clay is going to have some thoughts to share based on an amazing piece in the Washington Post over the weekend. What's going to happen with Kamala? It's coming up.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.